This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 259 for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small losses Tuesday morning, retreating from earlier gains in thin and choppy activity. Canola, 60 cents to $3 lower. The March contract down $1.10 at $832.40 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures were both higher, and that did provide some spillover support for canola, but soy oil has moved off its highs and soybeans are lower, and that's weighing on the Canadian oilseed. European rapeseed futures are mixed. Canadian canola stocks as of December 31st were pegged at 11.4 million tons in a report from Statistics Canada out this morning. That was up by 29% from the same time a year ago, but slightly off average trade guesses. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat is higher. The losses in soybeans came despite a rally in soy oil, with weakness on the meal side of the equation weighing on beans. March soybeans down 9 cents at $15.12 per bushel. Political tensions between China and the U.S. after the U.S. shot down the Chinese surveillance balloon did keep some caution in the grains and oilseeds today. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and average trade guesses call for a small increase in the U.S. soybean carryout. Production estimates out of South America will also be followed closely, as Argentina continues to be hurt by drought. However, longer-range forecasts are calling for some rain across large sections of the country. Corn, also pressured by forecasts for beneficial moisture in Argentina and positioning ahead of tomorrow's report. The March corn contract down 4 cents at $6.75 per bushels. Traders expect an upward revision in U.S. corn ending stocks, with any numbers out of South America also to be followed closely. Wheat, meanwhile, it is underpinned by some supportive chart signals. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in the March contract at $9.21 per bushel. Kansas City 7 cents higher in the March contract at $8.83 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 3 cents in March at $7.53 per bushel. Canadian wheat stocks as of December 31st came in at 22.3 million tons. That was up by 32% on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.